Welcome to Heritage, a series of programmes that looks at the heritage of St Albans. I'm Tim Boson, and today I'm talking to someone relatively new to the city. Hello, it's Elisaveta Kosevic.
Kosevic, but you did very well. Thank you.
I apologise for my pronunciation.
No worries.
Anyway, Ellie, can I call you Ellie?
Of course.
Thank you very much for agreeing to take part in this programme. I'm interested to learn what a relative newcomer like yourself, when they come to St Albans, what they think of the historic place and what do they make of the heritage that we always talk about, St Albans' wonderful heritage. What do you make of it? But before we get to that, can I ask you to tell me a bit about yourself?
Sure, no problem. Firstly, thank you for inviting me in your program. It's a pleasure being here. About me, so I actually grew up in Macedonia. It's a very small country on the Balkan. And originally, I'm from a small town named Radoviš. So I was there born and raised.
Where's that near to in Macedonia? Just so our listeners get some sort of geography.
So geographically, it's between Serbia on the north, Bulgaria on the east, Greece on the south, and Albania on the west. So like we're in the middle, the country of the Alexander the Great and Mother Teresa. Not many people know that Mother Teresa was born in Skopje. And if someone visit our capital city, they will be able to go to Mother Teresa's house and to see how she was living and just to find some personal details about her.
That's interesting. And where you grew up, where you were born, is that near Skopje?
So my town is far away, like 1 hour driving from Skopje. It's not that close, to be fair. I mean, 1 hour driving, when you think about it, it's not a lot, right? In UK, everything is so far. But over there, where everything is so close by, 1 hour and a half, it's quite a drive. So, I was born actually in Štip. So Štip is like a different town that is very close to my hometown, Radoviš, where I actually grew up. My family is still there, my mom and dad, they still live in Macedonia. Unfortunately, I don't know if unfortunately is the right word, but 7 years ago I moved to UK and my sister, she moved to Switzerland. So, you know, we're like everywhere in Europe.
So the obvious question is, what brought you to St Albans?
That's a very good question and many people are asking me the same. Sometimes I don't even know the right answer. But I think considering myself as a adventurous person who seeks new challenges, new opportunities, I think that was the reason for me to move to UK. I came to a point in my life where I wanted something new and fresh. And I have a friend here in UK. She's Macedonian and she used to live in St Albans. So when I was thinking, which country I should choose to move to, and I was thinking between Switzerland and I was thinking between Germany, because we do have lots of relatives there who actually moved there from Macedonia, and we were having this discussion with her. So she was praising UK. She was like, you have to move here, people are lovely, you know, you can find a nice job, you know, it's easy to find a job, etc., etc., because those were the main questions, you know, can I find a good job there and can I make friends there? So she was giving all the good words for UK, and this is how I decided. I just packed my bags and moved here.
Well, linked to that, of course, is why did you leave Macedonia?
Do you want me to be very honest and brutally honest today?
Yes, we should.
Why? Because it was very difficult to succeed there. I love my country, but I'm always saying to the people, I think it's very corrupted. And it's not a nice thing to say about your own country. But it was difficult for me to progress and develop and just to be successful in whatever I chose to do. It was like a tough road to walk. And I always appreciate it when someone kind of give you the opportunity to develop and to grow based on your knowledge and on your qualities, rather than, let's say, which political party you are with.
Or who you know, yes.
Who you know, yes. Or who you know.
So, what do you do now you're here?
So, I work in a bank. I don't know if it's important to mention that, which bank it is. I will, I don't have to mention that. So I work in a bank at the moment. I work like an analyst and I love my job. So it's relatively new. I mean, I'm with the company for maybe more than 3.5 years.
So is that how long you've lived in St. Albans?
No, so I've lived in St. Albans for more than 7 years. I moved in 2017, so that was my... And I remember it was 6th of May when I moved to St. Albans. It was like a lovely sunny day in Macedonia. It was pretty warm. And I moved here, and I remember like it was yesterday. The weather was... Oh my goodness, it was so cold, it was rainy, it was gray. And when I literally landed, I was like, oh my goodness... Like, it's May, why it's so cold, you know, why it's so rainy?
Normal British weather.
I realized that, yes. I wasn't expecting it in May, to be fair. But I remember when I moved, I was crying for 3 days. I was like, I want to go home. But I decided to give myself a chance here. It wasn't easy. I have to say, it wasn't easy. It was starting from... nothing, starting from zero, maybe even in minus. And I had to kind of climb the stairs pretty quick to get to where I am. And I have to say, I'm very proud to where I am at the moment. It was very difficult to fight through all the challenges that I faced with on my own. I have had my friend. I had only one friend that time. After that, I meet new people, etc. But I was facing those challenges and fighting those battles, let's put it that way, on my own. And it wasn't easy, but I'm super proud of everything I achieved so far. So, yes, I'm still here after 7 years. I haven't moved anywhere else, even though in one point I wanted to eventually move to London and experience that London lifestyle and, the modern living and the fast living, let's say. But somehow I stayed here and I'm happy I'm here. It is good.
Now, of course, this series of programs is really about St. Albans' heritage.
Okay.
So what I'm interested in is what you make of the city and the history of the city and the historic buildings and the overall heritage of St. Albans. What impact does it have on you?
When I moved here, what I realized is all house looks the same. And I can see that how St. Albans looks like, and the houses with the streets and the people that live also gives the town the vibe it has. And you can feel that this town is pretty old. I can mention the cathedral, for example. I was so surprised that the cathedral and some other famous places are very well kept, and people respect the history of the town and people respect its culture, and it is so different from where I come from. I had to, to learn how to embrace that culture, and I had to learn how to embrace the lifestyle of the people who live in St. Albans. I would say people here are pretty kind, people here are very nice, and they respect the history of the town. I don't know much about the history, if I'm honest, and I don't know if I'm the right person to speak about the history, because I wasn't even born here, right? But within the time, I tried to learn, and that's what I can say so far.
Well, of course, people in St. Albans are very proud of the fact that they go back to the Iron Age and the Romans, and of course in Macedonia you have some very nice Roman sites, so that we have that in common, that we were part of the Roman Empire together.
True.
Do you go down to Verulamium Park, which is really the old Roman city?
Yes, I... So, let's say a couple of years ago, I was living very close to the park, and I really enjoyed to go there and just sit by the lake or just to explore the park. It is very... It gave me some calm feeling just by being there. Oh, the cathedral, I will always mention the cathedral. I think it's amazing. It is such a beautiful buildings. 2 weeks ago, I went there to listen a concert. It was some orchestra concert inside the cathedral, and it was magical. And I think what made it for me to feel like I'm in a fairy tale was the building itself.
It is certainly the jewel in St. Albans' environment. I think built environment, it is an amazing place. And of course, there's also the clock tower. Have you had a chance to go up the clock tower?
Yes, I actually have. So I went with two friends of mine. We decided one day just to explore and see what is happening, you know, on the top of the tower. And we had to climb through all these tiny stairs, and it was a bit weird, you know. I felt, oh my goodness, will I manage to go to upstairs? Is this gonna kind of break on my head?
Because it's so narrow. Yes.
Yeah, it is pretty narrow, but it was interesting view inside. So that happened, to be honest, like three years ago for sure.
Did you get any sort of sense of, because of course it's a medieval building, any sense of the medieval history of St. Albans from that?
Do you know what? I will be brutally honest, but all I just wanted is to be on the top of the tower and just see the town from above. I remember a sunny, lovely day, and people were out. It was Saturday. It was so busy in the town, so you could see from above how people actually enjoy. And that was one of the rarest days when the town was pretty crowded and just people were enjoying, and it was beautiful. I really...
And presumably it was a market day, because the market, of course, is part of St. Albans' history. It goes back, probably back to the 9th century as a market, but certainly as a charter market, it's back to the 14th century. So.
It was market day, and I always... I try every time when I'm free and I have time, and when the day is lovely, just to go and visit the market. I love all these people who just present different type of products, and they sell you different things. And I just love to explore, just to go and check new stuff and just try new food. Depends, you know, what it is at the market. Sometimes you can try different type of cuisine, which is something I love to do. I love to try different type of food from different countries. This is how you... I don't know, it's so interesting to find out how different people from different countries can offer you so many different tastes.
Well, one of the areas of culture in St. Albans, of course, is the inns and pubs. Do you go to the inns and pubs much?
I wouldn't say I'm a pub person, but I know that in St. Albans is one of the oldest pub in UK. And that was like a... I don't know, when I found out, I'm like, okay, I live in a town where
Do you know why St. Albans has so many pubs and is so good at hospitality?
No, but please do tell me.
Well, it's really to do with St. Albans being so close to London.
Okay.
So if you think back, either before there were carriages with pack animals, or you think back to carriages, St. Albans was the first stop out of London. So what do you need when you're travelling, when you stop? You need somewhere to stay.
Okay.
And so
Makes sense.
Have many inns and many pubs. And there's a long tradition of the service industries in terms of hospitality.
Actually, do you know what? Before I moved to St. Albans, before I moved to UK, I read that information somewhere that St. Albans has, yes, the most pubs and restaurants on per meter square, something like that. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go in and live in a place with many pubs and many restaurants. And that was promising.
It certainly claims that. And of course, part of the modern day culture with pubs, of course, is music in the pubs. We have lots of bands playing live music, which is part of that tradition. As you can imagine, travellers coming from London, stopping overnight, being entertained, having something to drink and food and so on. And St. Albans is still very strong on hospitality. So that's part of its heritage.
Yeah, I can see that people live and breathe like in St. Albans spirit. When I go to pubs, I can feel that vibration. I can feel that definitely. And I love the music. I love all these bands in life who play some old English songs that I never heard before, if I'm honest. And I've learned now how to sing Sweet Caroline, for example.
Yes.
Because everywhere where I would go for a night out, they would play this song. And I'm like, I don't know this song, but everybody sings it, you know, so I have to learn it.
I don't think St. Albans can claim that as part of its heritage, but it's interesting that we do have so many inns. We'd like to claim we have more than anywhere else, but of course they are in danger at the moment. A lot of pubs are under pressure and closing down inevitably. We probably had more than we our fair share because of just that tradition of travelling out of London or travelling to London. Of course, it was a stop before you got into London. So it's a very good place. Have you ever been on a pub crawl?
No.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
I don't know if that's something I want to do.
Sure, your parents would approve, but it's a very good place if you want to do pub crawling.
But I've heard people who are doing it, it's like a tradition here. I know definitely that people love to do it. Me, haven't done it so far. I don't think I will do it. But it is interesting to hear different traditions that people have, which is part of the heritage, isn't it?
Exactly, yes. Yes.
So, yeah, different culture, different history, different events that helps to keep that heritage and keep that culture, and that should go through generation because we definitely need to know where we belong. That's very important.
Well, I was kind of asked that question in a sense because obviously someone coming in to a place, your connection is different, but do you get a sense that the place is connected to its past?
Oh, yes, definitely. I do feel that. As I said, people live and breathe St. Albans. If you're a foreigner like me, and if you live here, you will learn a lot about the history in general here, because people intend to keep the history and tradition alive and to pass it through the generations. When I used, obviously, as I said, I work still, in a bank, but my previous job was more talking to people and facing people. And they would come and tell me so many stories about St. Albans, asking me some questions about old buildings or the building where I used to work. And they would be like, oh, do you know what this building was before? And I'm like, no idea, to be honest. So they intend to tell me all these stories. I can see that people are very proud of who they are and where do they belong. And people are proud, they're born in, especially people who are born in St. Albans, they're very proud and proudly say, yes, I was born here and I still live here.
I think people do feel connected to the past here because there is, as we were saying earlier, so much history, and it's part of the makeup of the place. How familiar do you think people are now? Because when you go into St Albans and you see the range of people, I'm amazed at the different groups of people. Often you feel you are in a multicultural centre, not perhaps as much as London, but still very multicultural. Do you think that has an impact on people coming in like yourself to feel, because that connection with the past is, in a sense, you're coming in as someone looking at it with fresh eyes.
What I would say is, I think that people tried to make people who comes from a different country welcome here, and they try to show you that, you know, they don't. How to answer this question? Hold on. Ask me again.
No, don't worry. Yes, no, you're trying to express something about how people feel. Most places these days have, you know, lots of people coming in and coming out, and that can obviously change the nature of a place. I'm wondering how much you feel connected to the old past, or whether you feel part of a different society, a more multicultural society.
Well, I don't know if I can give a good answer to this question, because I don't know how it was here 10 years or 20 years ago. So I can't compare, you know, like how it was 30 years ago and how it's now. All I can speak about is how people live now. And from what I can see is people try to respect also other cultures, and they don't intend to force you to just pretend like you've been born here, you know. And because no matter how much I try to embrace the culture, because I do live here, so I'm the one who should adapt to the English culture, right? But I can never fully be English, and I don't even intend to be English, you know. I still want to be who I am, and people definitely respect that, and they embrace that, and they try even to learn more about your culture. I can see that there are some places where there are events, for example, for Spanish speaking. So I can see a lot of English people want to learn how to speak Spanish, and they go to these events to speak with native Spanish people so they can improve the language. This shows me that people are open to embrace different cultures and to learn about different traditions, different languages. I don't know, to try different food, because when you see in St. Albans, you have so many different restaurants with a different cuisine where people go and taste different type of food. So, I will say, I don't know how people lived in the past, you know, like 30, 40 years ago. I can see how people live now. I definitely, if you ask an English person who was born here and lived here, in St. Albans specifically, they know everything about the culture. They know everything about the tradition. All you need to do is just to ask the question, and then they will tell you. So this is showing how much they respect their past. And they want to, to give those informations to foreigners like me, you know, so we can understand where we live, we can understand the place, we can understand the town. At the same time, they would ask so many about you, they will ask many questions, because they also want to know about your history. And you can see also people here, they love to travel, because when I'm talking about my country to someone, there will be people who will say, oh yes, I've been there, you know, I visited this and I visited that. And some of the people, like yourself, for example, they know even more about my country than myself. So, yeah, people, they are very open to embrace different.
Yes, I mean, I'm prejudiced, but I look at it and I think it's become a very open society. And what I'm sort of getting from you is that is true, that you feel that's an open society. Going back to history, do you know the story of St. Alban himself?
No.
Ah, that's interesting, because it is... It's odd in a way with the name, but of course he was a early Christian martyr, if not the first martyr. There's some doubt about his dates and when he was actually executed by the Romans, and what you get is a lot of legendary story. But it's interesting about how people want to have those stories. I'm partly a historian, and what I would say is history is actually a series of stories. That's how we sort of identify. So the story of St. Albans is built partly around the story of St. Alban himself. However legendary and unhistorical it might be, because we don't actually have historical sources from that period of time. But that's interesting, because in a sense it suggests that most people in St. Albans are not really worried about the name or where it comes from. They're more interested in about living a modern life. And as you say, modern life is about travel, being open. And when you, as you mentioned, when you see the range of cuisines that are on offer in St. Albans, you realise that it is a very multicultural society in that sense. Do you miss your own culture? Do you miss about Macedonia and the sense of being Macedonian?
I would lie if I say no. Of course I miss it. I miss the tradition, I miss the food, I miss, I don't know, the language that we speak. I'm trying to keep that alive with my friends. So they are Macedonians, and we try to show respect towards some big days like Christmas and Easter. So we have our own traditions. For example, we celebrate Christmas on 7th of January. It's not 25th of December like you celebrate it here. So we definitely tried to keep that culture and tradition, because this is where we were born and this is where I will always belong. And I don't want to forget where I belong. Even though I live here and I am, as I said, and I will say again, happy to embrace this culture here, I still don't want to forget where I come from. What I would say in terms of St. Albans and St. Albans history, I think what is missing here is some maybe event that will kind of gives to the people this information about St. Albans, and like a place where maybe, I don't know, something where we can go to and we can hear more about St. Albans history, where we can learn more about St. Albans history. Because so far, and correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't heard about any event here in St. Albans that actually you can go to and then you will learn more about St. Albans itself.
That's interesting you say. I mean, we do celebrate. There is a St. Albans Day. We do celebrate that, and there's a procession through the town and so on. But of course, in the past, they also used to have what they called a pageant. And the pageant would take place probably in Verulamium Park, and they'd run through the history so you could actually get some sense of continuity of the whole area. So I will certainly talk to my colleagues about how we can revive that. I'm trying to remember when the last one was, but it was before the Second World War was the last time they had a proper pageant.
Yes, so. I know, sorry for interrupting you, but I know about that St. Albans Day you have, where people go down the street and they are masked, right? They wear masks, etc. But why? Like, if someone asks me, or if I ask people who haven't been born in England, they don't know. So we need to have a proper resource, a proper source for those informations, because we need to know the basic information first to learn the most, deep information about St. Albans. So I think, even though you have maybe some, you say you have the St. Albans Day and you have some celebrations, we still, foreigners, for example, like me, we it's good for us to know why. Why are you celebrating that? Where can I find that information? Where can I read it?
Yes, because we do have tour guides, and we are trying to put up more information plaques. And, of course, because I'm involved in it, have you noticed the blue plaques?
Yes, I've noticed them. And, but you tell me more about it.
Well, the blue plaques themselves is the idea of connecting someone who was significant to St. Albans, not necessarily famous, but someone whose significance to St Albans and a building where they lived or they worked or where they even died, so that those buildings are connected. And it's, again, that's a way of trying to help people understand the environment in which they are. So I hear what you're saying, and I take that on board, and we'll take it back.
Well, thank you.
Is there any other thoughts before we wind up that you'd like to pass on to me about the heritage of St Albans?
As I said, I don't know much about the history, but definitely when someone asks what is St Albans famous for, and I would be saying yes, the cathedral, the clock tower, many bars and pubs St Albans have, lovely people, I have to mention that. We have beautiful lake here, and in general, I think St Albans is pretty safe place as well, which is something very important in UK, living in UK, to live in a place where you will feel safe. And I can see a lot of families, they want to start, you know, their life here, like a lot of young couples, even if they've lived in London, they would come to St Albans to start their family here because it is safe. It has very good schools. And that's how you will know, that's how you know you've chosen a good place to live in, by seeing how other people react about the town where you live. When, let's say, someone asks me, so where do you live? And I'll be like, in St Albans. Oh, you live in St Albans. It's very expensive there, isn't it?
Oh, well, I guess the downside is that it puts the prices up.
Yes, it is expensive, but, you know, if you want to have a good quality life, everything has its own price.
Because it's partly so expensive because we're so near London and things. But Ellie, thank you so much for your perceptions.
Thanks for inviting me.
It's been really interesting to see it from a newcomer's view, experiencing what it's like to live in St Albans. Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.
I was talking to Elisaveta Koshevec from North Macedonia. Can I thank the sponsors of these heritage programmes, St Albans Cathedral, St Albans and Hertfordshire Architectural and Archaeological Society, City and District of St Albans Tour Guides, and Conservation 50.